The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Live off the record with Chivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Nay's Pancake Place, The National Insurance Board, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon, the day after Mother's Day. I trust and hope that all of you had a wonderful time, especially those mothers who were celebrated yesterday. And if you weren't, sorry about that. If you want to give us a call today on the show, you can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, that's 325-4259 from the Family Islands. You can call us on 242-300-5720, that's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, that's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. So the Free National Movement is hosting its convention in June. There are now multiple people vying for various positions in the party, including the most watched position of leader of the party, where the sitting leader and the official opposition leader, Michael Pintard, will go head to head with Dr. Hubert Minnis, former leader and former prime minister of the country. Then, when that is done, not too long from now, it's slated to happen. It has to happen by some period in 2026, by September in 2026. And then we will have a competition between all the players for the leadership of the country, right? Whether that is the FNM party or the PLP party or the COI party or any other party, an election, a general election for competition in that way. I have a question for you, though. Because we can have a debate about whether Dr. Minnis should run again or not run again, whether he understands this or understands that, whether Mr. Pintard is in a position to do this or not, et cetera. All those things will resolve itself. Those are questions that are intriguing, good for discussion and debate, et cetera. But at the end of the day, Dr. Minnis is running. At the end of the day, people are going to vote however they want to vote for him or Michael Pintard and all the other people by. So that's a settled scenario on us getting or anybody getting razzled by that. I mean, does that change a thing? That guy has been cast. But then the general elections will come up. I have a question. Honestly speaking, in what way could a group of people governing the country, notice I didn't say party because I don't even want to prejudice anybody's mind in this in any way. a group of people, whichever group ends up, what are the things that if they did it would mean so much to you? So if either grouping, any grouping wins and come in, what are the things they could do that could really make a difference to you? And here, honestly, I'm not interested in planning. I'm really interested in real, material, concrete things that you like right now that irritates you to death, and you're saying, if someone could just stop this and start that, it would make such a world of difference to the way I feel about the country I live in. What are those things that people could do? There's some, because, you know, this country has some great things going on. I mean, you know, it's environmentally a great place to live in. If you live in many of our islands, you know, it's really a peaceful, civil place to live in. You know, there are lots of things going on, but there's some things about parading in the country, about living in this country, that you have to contend with day in and day out, week in and week out, month in and month out, year in and month year out, that you're trying to think, man, if we could stop this, if we could improve this, if we could expand this, if we could do this, I feel so much better about this place. So I'm asking you, do you know any of those things? Do you have any of those things in your head? Any one of these folks contending for leadership, any one of these folks who want to be there, any one of these folks who are there and want to stay there, could do, you say, it's a man. Them? They doing it. They doing it for us. Anything you can think of that you'd say, Lord, if we could do this, it makes such a difference. It makes such a difference. Now, this isn't a simple question to this extent. If you are not thoughtful, if you are not thinking through the things that a government can do, and you have wild ideas about what a government, and you have unrealistic thoughts about what a government can do and should do, then we are going to have one of those wild conversations that also may not get us far. There are some things, and our government's supposed to be in the business of doing for you. There are things that are the government's business for sure, that there's nowhere else to look to for that. They are the ones who do that. So let me give you a very simple example. No one else can give you a Bahamian passport but the government. No one can do that. No one else can give you a driver's license to drive in the Bahamas. Only the government can do that. Right? No one else can pave public roads. I mean, it's the government's job. They may get someone to do it, but it's the government's job to ensure that the roads, no one else, security for the country. That's the government's job. The government's job is not to find you a job. That's not the government's job. Don't call Zhivago Line Show and say, well, if the government give my daughter, my sons a job. No. You could say that. I mean, I'm sure that'll make you feel better. And there are jobs in the government that your son or your daughter may be able to get. But that's not the government's job to do. That's really not. It's not the government's job to make sure you have a house. It's not the government's job. Right? The government can do things around helping your son, your daughter, you get a job. Around you getting a house. So I want to see, because I mean, listen. Two people vying for leadership, three people vying for leadership, all these people vying for leadership. What is it about? If it's not about being able to address the things that you think they can address. And if you are not clear in your mind, and I honestly get the impression that we are not so clear in our minds as to what it is that they should be doing, what the job is they are vying for. I get that clear impression every day I listen to some of the folks who on these shows write and talk. I get the clear impression we aren't so sure what the job is. And if you ain't sure what a job is somebody's supposed to be doing, you can misjudge them all the time. Sometimes they don't know the job. They don't know the job they're supposed to be buying for. So they come to you and promise you all kinds of things. And then when you get disappointed, you wonder why. Well, they promised you things they couldn't deliver. And never could have delivered. Right? So what things? If it could happen. If the people who are elected to govern do, you would say, oh boy, do I feel good, much better in this country I live in. I'm gonna see. I mean, phone ain't ringing yet, the text line ain't thingam yet, but I bet if I'd come on here and start talking about menace and PennDOT, and what menace say, what menace ain't say, and I'm deliberately, intentionally not doing that. At the end of the day, it solves, resolves nothing. Nothing. Heard someone say, what can you do in 5 years? 5 years is a contract. That's what the Constitution called for. You get elected from year one period to the next period. That's the contract. Sidebar. They impress me in five. That's how it is. What can you do? You better do something in five if you want another five. That's how it works. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Be very clear in our minds about what we desire from those who call on us. And we have to be clear that what we are calling on them to do is reasonable to call on them to do. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, caller. Go ahead.
My pleasure. How are you doing, sir?
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, hope your family's doing well.
Yeah, man, everybody's good. Thank you.
Mr. Langley, in another week, brand new week, happy Mother's Day to the wonderful Bahamian mothers that I've put up since. Look like they had a glorious day yesterday. I celebrated my 70th, Mr. Langley, on the 4th and yesterday. I took the day out at Breezes and celebrated my happy birthday with the mother.
Be belated birthday, man. Be belated birthday.
I was down there in the pool, but I got an injury, so I had to go in the pool just to protect my legs. But I had a lot of fun, and a lot of men and women had a lot of fun yesterday. I saw them having good time. But you know, Mr. Okay. Lang, I'm so sick and tired of hearing people being sick and tired of the same thing over and over and over. Especially the killing of our young men. But Mr. Lang, I hear you a lot of times when you speak on the topic of religion, God, Jesus, and whatever else have you. Mr. Lang, I had a feeling today that something took to go to Rawson Square this evening at 6 p.m. and ask any of the hangmen out there that is willing to join me in a drive around the island of New Providence this evening. As many of us as possible to drive around the perimeter of this island this evening at 6 p.m. and pray for our little country, and especially the killing of Bahamian young men that we need so desperately to keep our society moving forward. Without the men, we cannot produce children. Without children, we cannot have a society. And definitely, we cannot have a society if all of our citizens are laid on their backs in the many cemeteries in this country. I am asking the Bahamian men and women this evening at 6 p.m. to meet Sparky at Rawson Square, and let's drive around this nation.
I don't know how you organize for something like that without the commissioner of police involvement, because you can't just have people assemble. I don't know that people will respond that way, but you can't just have people assemble on Rawson Square or drive. You gotta be careful, you know. These things require some order. And that goes with police commissioner. All right, so just be careful. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to read this text the way it's written. It says, "Lang, what I would like to see if any party win, per down on state ministry post. Cut down on state minister post." Okay, so I think that's what you mean. Is you want to see them cut down on state. All the stuff. No more. Cut down on state minister posts. Okay, and that'll make you feel good about the country. Okay? That's easy. That's, well. Boy, if y'all are running for prime minister, government bombers, you listening to that. That one you can pick up easy. This text says, "Social service in North and Central Andros have not paid the food stores for the past 3 months for groceries received by the coupon they give to customers. So headquarters for social service have not issued coupons as yet for the month of April. People need their food. Both the stores need their money." Okay, well, see? If I implied in that is, have efficient distribution of social services assistance and payments in North and Central Andhra. So this text says, "I thought we already resolved that a national day of prayer is nice, but does nothing really. God give us brains." Okay. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. I guess not. Okay. So I'm asking, nothing? You don't see nothing? Oh, my gosh. Nothing. All this running up and down, talking about Pintard, menace. Prime Minister Davis, all this talking and about it. And what you want them to do? We got to call on the line. Go ahead, call it. We're listening to you.
Hello. Good line?
Hi, how you doing, sir?
Fine. Hello? Yes,
yes, I'm listening. We got you.
Yes, when you said that the government need more time, and they can't do nothing much in 5 years.
No, sir. You never heard me say that.
Five years is not long enough.
No, sir. See, that's why we have to listen. I said I heard someone say that what can you do in 5 years? And I said, well, 5 years is what you get. So right. What do you mean? Yeah, I never said that.
Right, that's what I wanted to say. See, We keep telling them 5 years is not long enough. 5 years, they done gone through world wars and all kinds of things in 5 years. It's because they prolong these things, man. There's a lot of things. Listen, I see a big difference in this government. Although I'm not a PLP, I'm FNM. They're cleaning up the country. They're building things and getting things done within 5 years. So who's saying that these things can't be done? We keep telling them it can't be done. So we need to tell them, yes, it can be done.
You
need to change our approach to them.
You an FNM, you said?
Yes, but I like what I see the PLP doing.
How long you been an FNM? How long you been an FNM?
Be FNM than you, and you know her, but I wouldn't call her name.
Yeah.
Sylvia Roberts.
I want to go.
I have no choice but to be FNM.
So,
right or wrong?
Okay.
Right or wrong, sir?
I got you.
Okay, so.
Well, I understand.
But I like what I see the PLP doing. This is the first time I can see the government doing something in my lifetime. I can actually see it instead of.
And you are an FNM?
Yes. You
and FNM. You are Hubert Alexander Ingram supported FNM, and you making that statement just now?
Yeah, I could, because it's a free country, Mr. See, you got to remember, it's a free country.
I got you, Ma.
And they got to realize people will switch because of what they see. Mommy is great now. She can't tell me what to do.
I know nobody can tell
you what
to do.
I ain't got to worry about her screwing me up and telling me what I better vote.
I'm just, you have to forgive me. I am bewildered that you could make, not the statement about seeing things now, but you could make the statement that this is the first time you've seen a government in 92 and 97.
Well, let me take that. Yeah, that was a time too that we got things done.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I take that back.
Yeah, that's all I was saying.
Got a short memory. Okay.
Yeah, okay. I got you, brother.
Where this government is doing things, Mr. Light. Now, what I'd like to see them do, start on the schools now. Don't wait till summer. Mm-hmm. Start working on the schools.
Tell me some of the things that are being done that you are impressed with. Really,
just
seriously.
The cleaning up and they're knocking down a lot of the abandoned houses. They're painting the roadside curbs. They're cleaning the roads.
Right.
That the people see. All the litigation and stuff they do in the House of Assembly, we don't see that or feel it.
Right.
Only when it comes to taxes, when they impose more taxes on you, you feel it right away.
Right.
But all those other things, you don't feel it or see it.
Right.
We are visual people, are visual creatures. We need to see. So just cleaning up this island and clearing out a lot of abandoned houses, moving now, they're working on the cars, they the kind of thing. We as the people want to see and clean up the country. That is important to me. Because a lot of those things they pass in the House of Assembly and discuss, I don't even see or hear about it again.
And now you want them to focus on the schools.
I think that would be wise instead of waiting till school close.
I got you, sir. I appreciate it. Appreciate your calling.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be after this break. I'm not afraid to stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm.
You hear what Boss Man was saying in the back there just now?
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No. But how we gotta pay a little more for natural insurance?
Mildred, you talking fool.
I can't afford to pay that. And you're always crying, poor mouth. Ain't be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that criminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get out. Pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIPRateIncrease.com.
RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259 from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I'm asking the question, what is it that a government can do that you can look at and say, you know what, boy, the Bahamas, that's such a better place now because they've done it. We've got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
The line?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Okay. In reference to that last caller, look, I've lived so far.
I don't know. Hold on. I don't know.
Okay.
Why.
Is it better?
No, ma'am. No.
Okay.
You want to hang up and try and call back? But something, we could hardly hear you. This Texas, so like that caller just said, he is impressed with the government doing their job. Wow. Paving roads, whoopee. Take my head. I see why the bomb is in the state it's in. If that's is impressive. You know, let me say something about this because I have heard this comment before. Why would you be impressed with somebody's doing their job? I don't agree with that, that is not something you could be impressed with, because how often have you gone to a restaurant and the restaurant service was so wonderful you were impressed? But that's their job. You go to cashier and the cashier is really friendly and all that, but that's their job, right? I mean, what else can the government do? They only could do their job. So don't you get awarded or don't you get recognized for that? So I don't buy that. It don't matter at all. If you do your job excellently, I could be impressed with you, right? Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, all of those are professional basketball players. We've been impressed with them. It's their job. That's their job. So I'm sorry. I do not believe in that nonsense. If you do your job well, I think that you can be impressive and you should be acknowledged. I really do. I don't buy that sentiment at all. This text says, Mr. Lang, I do believe that after the next general election, should the COI party win the election, I expect the leader, new prime minister, to suspend the constitution of five-year election cycles and declare himself prime minister for life. And why are you all joking with me? Seriously, there's nothing you all. What are these people vying for? What is it that these people are to do the things that you would want them to do? Do you know what you want them to do? Do you really know? Or you are hoping they know what to do, and so that's what gets done. Come on, man. Let's have a conversation. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. All right, go ahead, caller. Hi. No? Okay. Not sure what's going on there. And you know, now I'm sure there are people out there who can call the show, text the show and say, you know, I'd like to see this, I'd like to see that. I'm sure about that. But they're not talking and calling now. And so people talking about what you want him to do? Michael Pintard wins, what you want him to do? Guinness wins, what you want him to do? Prime Minister Davis wins, what you want him to do? Lincoln Dean wins, what do you want him to do? Right? Do you know? Do you care? This text says, Mr. Lang Sparky checked with his lawyer. Our constitution gives us the right to assemble. He said nothing stops us from driving off and motorcading. That is untrue. That is untrue. You cannot organize to assemble on Rawson Square without a permission, without the permission of the commissioner of police. You are organizing something. If you went there and your individual self and drove on Rawson Square, stopped and then pulled off, that's one thing. But you, Sparky just made a call on this show for people to come and join him. So let's suppose 1,000, 10,000 people respond. When that chaos that's created on Rawson Square, where are these people going? Which direction? When that chaos gets created and things happen and police has to get involved, how do you explain that? Say, Lang, what I would like to see if any party wins. Oh, we saw it. I read that already. Say, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. What is the pension for a two-term prime minister as opposed to one? The two-term prime minister gets full pension. It means he gets his full salary for life. The one term gets half that amount. Says, I thought we already resolved. Oh, no, yeah. See, I want all of this. This is a nice thing to do when we have put on a nice show spending to stop. What? I maybe picked the wrong thing today to talk about. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. What I would like that I feel would make this country a better place is well, our government, starting from this one could be, is transparency and open and honestness.
Okay.
You know, like to
okay,
be honest with the public.
Okay.
Because
that's
I
huge.
Feel like it would really open up a lot to democracy in this country. And
wow.
We will have such a bad taste in our mouth for the political environment. And I feel like even our elections would go better. We would have more people coming out if they can see and feel and hear what is actually happening versus what's being whispered behind the door.
I mean, that's huge. That's huge. That's huge. So for you, if a government would just be open and honest about what is happening, what they're doing, what is not happening, what they're not doing, that would make a huge difference to you. Did we lose up? Wow. That's pretty good. Can't argue with that. That's pretty good. It texts us, good day. Good show as usual. As a swing voter, it's amazing to me that the FNM is considering Minnis, or at least some of them support him. For me, as a swing voter, I think it was clear that Minnis will not get support. We don't even like to hear him talk. If the FNM wants to have a chance to run far from Minnis, far, far. Okay, but that don't answer my question, but I hear you. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller.
Shivago, how you doing?
Hey, right here, man, how are you?
It's been a while since I called your show, but I truly enjoyed the conversation.
Okay,
Shivago, as far as progressiveness in the country is concerned, I'd like to see the current administration and every administration thereafter create industries. The paving of the roads and all that stuff is something that that must be done. We're looking for something that's going to be revolutionary, such as, I'll give you some examples here. We've been crying some time about the availability of ambulance and fire trucks and dialysis machines and medical equipment and so on and so forth. I'd like to see the government actually inspire investors to come, for instance, to the capital investment city, Grand Bahama, the industrial side, to perhaps get some of these persons to come in and perhaps build fire engines here, perhaps build some ambulances here. We have the space in Grand Bahama to get it done. We got the environment for it to be done, but yet revolutionary stuff such as that, which would be the first in the Bahamas to be done. These are the kind of things that people like, such as myself, would like to see a progressive government bring to the country, therefore spurring a new type of economic for the country. Paving roads and cleaning verges and stuff, that is something that the government must do. But bringing in new industries is something that the people really want to see done, because it spurs a new economic vehicle or economic vehicles for the country then to survive from new streams. So it's ideas like that that would really impress me as a Bahamian to see that our government is thinking forward upward and onward. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. I appreciate you paved the roads. Are we impressed? Christy also. Building low-cost homes for Bahamians, affordable land for the Bahamians, the politician bosses, making a better quality of life for the Bahamians. That's the mandate each party is put in to do. It is not being done. We are getting further and further away from Bahamas, Lyndon, and all the other founders of our nation in vision. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we will continue our discussion. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shibago Lang, your host.
Not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. Walk this road together.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I ain't Marsh the car. The lady run into me, Marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Cheney's Uniform Center, Chesapeake Road Warehouse Clearance Sale. Up to 50% off under the Big Ten only. Going on now. Everything under the tent must go. School uniforms, character raincoats, socks, fabrics and laces, backpacks, lunch bags, threads, zippers, ribbons, hair bubbles, and much more. Everything must go. Up to 50% off. Yes, up to 50% off. Save on selected school uniforms now. Restrictions may apply. Hurry into Janae's Chesapeake Road Kent Warehouse Clearance Sale. No exchanges or refunds on the items on sale. All sales are final.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. So far, I'm hearing people say we need to get transparency in the place. We need to get schools dealt with properly. We need to get industries generated and created in the place. That's what I am hearing so far, among other things that didn't have anything to do with the question I raised. By the way, Nay's Pancake Place is back and ready to serve you. Visit us at our new takeout location, Chicken Shack, Fairfield East Settlers Way in Grand Bahama behind Sunshine Laundromat. Indulge in some of your favorite dishes you remember or try some of our new menu items. We are serving breakfast, lunch, and a dinner. Call us at 351-5456 to place your order. That's Nay's Pancake Place. They're back. Okay, are we listening to you?
Good afternoon, Z Live.
Hey, what's going on?
Man, everything cool. I come in Freeport the end of the month. I come in to check it out.
Don't come to Freeport unless you call me now. Call me.
Okay.
All right.
I get you on this number. I could try. I get your number before.
3439. 3439.
One of the shows I call, and I get your number, yep. And I can think of I could call you before I come. And
what
I want to tell you is what happened when I call you is be calling from a cellular phone. See what happened? Mm-hmm. A cellular phone only have about 8 rings or 10 rings. It only ring but 10 times or 8 rings, and it's ringing so long. And then the minute when the phone hang up, that's when you pick up. So then that's why I'm going to the busy sound. Then
sorry,
you don't know what's going on. But yeah, the
sorry,
phone only
ring no
so
problem.
Long and then it's hang up. You see, and the phone hang
bro.
Up. That's when you pick up the phone.
I got you.
Yeah, but see, what I want to see change, and both governments is do it, I want to see a better concession training or concession planning or whatever. What has bugged me is when the both governments, when they change and like a permanent set hired and then they bring him back in or how they bring in the controller road traffic. I don't like to see that, man. You 56, I 54. Give the other younger people an opportunity, man, a chance. Because if the permanent secretary being there 45 years and his assistant, the deputy permanent secretary or the undersecretary or whatever, they didn't guarantee 85 years, they should be able to move in to the permanent secretary space with getting training from the outgoing permanent secretary. But no, that don't happen. If it's your boy or someone who supports the party and they was a permanent secretary and then they want to come, but they ain't ready to go on yet, they bring them back in and bring them. No, man, and then the young people. Time is the assistant permanent secretary or the undersecretary. Time is time for him to get promoted. He done do his 40 years and he got to retire. So he ain't going to
have to. I can't mess with you. You understand how the government is working.
Yeah, man. So that I don't like that, man. And both governments is do it.
Yeah.
I feel like you do 40 years, the government and thing. My uncle, the late Warren Logan Rowan at the Farmers Development Bank, He was the financial secretary in the 70s. Man, he tell me when he hit 40 years, he's glad to get from around there to run his businesses. And he said he trained people, the younger generation. He had them train, of young accountants train to take over when he leave. You see? And that's how it's supposed to be. Don't bring back in your cronies and things. They didn't make up all that money in 40 years and then come back in to make more money and then rob you.
There may be some circumstances. Some. I know Mr. Ingram.
He ain't passing on to his assistant or his deputy or whatever. There are some situations.
The
deputy be right there on them for 35, 40 years and they still overlook them and put someone else in the post, bring someone up from below them and all and put them in charge over them, sometimes because of politics and things.
Yeah. I got you, brother. Appreciate you calling.
Calling you, man, link up. I come in and hit that restaurant up and I come to Freeport. I come in and eat nail up all of my boys, them. Kool-Aid,
I got
Red Light, all the monks, Vega. Yeah, I know so I go.
I got you, brother. All right. Sometimes there's some circumstances in which you might fall on experience of some people to help aid your service. I see that, but I agree with him. It shouldn't be carte blanche situation. People should be able to move up in the service, and I agree with that 100%. This text is Mr. Lang. I'm sorry. Did I hear you say regard parliamentary pensions? A two-term MP gets full salary as pension and one-term MP half his salary, but isn't MP pension contributory and you get what you put in the pension fund? Well, you did not hear me correctly. We weren't talking about an MP's pension. We were talking about the prime minister's pension, right? A two-term prime minister gets a different and a higher pension than a one-term prime minister, not an MP. MPs get their pension, whatever their pension is, and how it's calculated in under the law. But so that's what we were talking about. This text says, hi, Shivago, always a great 2 hours listening. If governments can digitize their services, I would be overpopulate the civil service to secure votes. And in turn, the government can invest their monies into more viable industries. I agree with you about the benefits of digitizing, but be sure of this. Digitizing will not stop the government from populating the service with people. Only a government that believes in a right-sized and appropriate-sized service would do that. And you got to have a government willing to resist a lot of political pressure to do that. So I'm sorry. Yes, digitization, good. That ain't gonna stop the service from getting populated by governments when they come in. No, it will not. And it is clear what you said. It is clear. But I'm just telling you. We got another call on the line. Go ahead, call. Follow. We got like 1 minute before the news break. So if you're sure, maybe you might want to call back.
On the line.
Hey, hello. Hi.
I can call back there.
Yeah, please.
Let me call back.
Okay, all right. Let me get in this one text. Says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I'm present and responsive in their constituency. I am a member of Tall Pines, and there is a shanty town reemerging on Fire Trail Road in the old Diamond Farms, and it seems no one in authority cares. We've reported the illegal construction to the Ministry of Works, the Member of Parliament, and to the police. There are 6 new buildings already. It's a disgrace to see the lackadaisical attitudes of those in authority. Whose interests are they representing? I want to pay attention. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. When we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you make it down the same
issue. Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join me here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM as we seek to answer the question. Ministers running, Pintar is running. Eventually, Prime Minister Davis and Lincoln Bain and whoever else leads the party of the country, right? What you want from them? What is it that you want them to do? That's the question we're asking here today. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us on the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Ms. Texas, thank you for responding. I will take a right-sized government any day. Well, there's many good reasons to have a right-sized government. Many reasons. There are many political reasons to not have one. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing, sir?
I'm right here. What's going on?
Everything is all right, Mr. Lang. Mr. Lang, think about not being impressed with paving of the roads and things like that. And I feel as if you were a bit disingenuous to the point when you started to bring in individuals like a waiter who was doing like an extraordinary job in serving you, you know, because when it comes to the roads, that would be like equivalent to like the road, every road in the Bahamas, everywhere you go, everything, you know what I mean, all the roads straight and you never have to complain. But the situation we are faced with is more like you sit into the table, you see the waiter, see you sitting at the table, and you have to beckon the waiter to come to you. And when the waiter finally comes to you, I mean, you know, the waiter that doesn't deserve any praise, you know, for doing his job. I mean, especially when you had to even beckon it, like, to more or less agitate for them to do so. You know what I mean? So I agree with the caller. Like I said before, people need to just do their job and not expect any, like, big old praise when you do your job. You know what I mean? If you do something well, you're supposed to do the well. But it's when you do the wrong that we're supposed to complain, in my opinion. But when it comes to what I would expect or what I would appreciate from a government would be to monopolize all of the essential services. When you were talking earlier about only the essential services, also like the electricity, water, telephone, telecommunications, things like that, I feel as if the government should always be the one to be able to the only one to do those things. Because if big corporations, et cetera, are all over the place trying to monopolize their industry, trying to become the only one in their industry, then I see nothing wrong with a government having a monopoly within its own country as it relates to its essential services. That's my personal opinion on that. I also feel I would be impressed if there was certain constitutional reform designed to more or less protect the public from corrupt leadership. Because I think I heard you say one time ago, like, certain actions or certain things that we may deem corrupt or whatever are not criminal offenses in the Bahamas, something like that, I think you had said. But I feel as if what we should do is we should make it that way. We should make it very clear that Ben can be found to be, like, found in dereliction of duty or whatever the term may be. We can easily prosecute them, and we should put it in a way whereas it doesn't have to be done by a government prosecutor. Like any individual with a law degree, if they see the government performing in any way, we should make it easy. We should present avenues where anybody with a legal mind can easily come against the government and challenge the government on anything that the government may or may not be doing right or wrong in the best interest of the public. And in that also, I would like to see there be encouragement for whistleblowers. Because as it stands right now, it seems as if to be a whistleblower, you could be found to be in some kind of problems. You know what I mean? I want to see where whistleblowers are encouraged, where there are rewards, and where even be the public when we find out us, because without them, ain't nothing happening. So things like that, I feel as if would be things I would want to see, or I would feel as if a government is serious, because then they'll be interested in changing the system. Other than that, if there are no pronouncements or nothing that, like I say before, changes the way we've been doing things, then nothing is going to change. And I feel as if that the argument, the only argument, should I say, of why the government should not run an entity is because the government itself, because the people we elect cannot run it properly or efficiently. I feel as if like that is a sad excuse and that needs to go, because that's a contradiction. Because how can individuals who we elect to run the entire country?
Sir. You know what? I always do experiments when you call. Because if I don't stop you, you will talk and talk. Thank you very much. We appreciate your thoughts. Thank you. Appreciate it. I always do it. I just listen. And if I don't stop, I promise you, rebut, and I'm going to get in an argument. I'm not going to do that. So thank you very much. All right. Okay. Okay. We got some texts here. Let me read these texts for you. says, good afternoon, sir. Good show. I would like my government to find ways to encourage the locals to benefit more from tourism, of tourism products. Also, we need term limits for our prime minister. I suggest 2 terms because 5 years is sufficient time to get anything tangible done. Please, sir, stop making jokes about Lincoln being winning. That will never happen. What do you mean making jokes? I'm not making a joke. I'm saying he's one of the leaders of a party. I have to include them, right? This text that I'd love to hear a show conducted by you on corruption and governance in the Bahamas. I believe our people use the word corruption too loosely when describing a government official. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good evening, Mr. Lang. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, good man. How are you?
It's an interesting point. Even though he may have been monotonous, I thought that most of what he would have said can propel and move the country forward. I don't know whether you share his sentiments.
I listen to him, what happens is if I put him, then I'm going to get in one door, back and forth, and it's going to take away from what he has to say. So
we need a think tank.
Yeah, but brother, let me explain something to you, right? I want people to call and they call. I have lots of people call in and we respond to lots of people, but I also have a judgment to make about how I use the time that I have. So
right.
I don't have to comment on everything everybody says. Because
I
already
I wonder whether he made sense or not, because some of the things
he made sense with a number of things he said. The fact of the matter is though that you don't need special laws to prosecute corrupt politicians because fraud in this country is crime already. Bribery is a crime already.
A little bit more so would have gone to jail. But so far, when it comes to politicians, we always go amok.
It's not a question of missing because you don't get to send people to jail. Only a judge does that. It's your system.
I'm speaking the Bahamas. I'm speaking from I'm not talking no individuals. When you look at our country, Mr. Lang, and when you look at different professions, politicians are only one who don't go to jail in the Bahamas. We know this. Maybe they're all incorruptible.
Hold on. See, uh-huh. You gotta be factual. When was the last time you saw a doctor go to jail?
A doctor a few years ago. I don't want to call his name, get into that.
One doctor go to jail? When was the last time a lawyer went to jail?
A lawyer? We have lawyers in jail now. We have lawyers. That happened in the early 1990s.
But bro, you could only the courts can prosecute you. So what you are telling me is that because we have politicians who've gone before the courts in recent times, they were not prosecuted. They were acquitted.
That's what all this show in the Bahamas. That's my point.
But that's so not
saying that maybe, I don't know.
No, you don't get to do that. If you go to court, that's where the matter gets settled. You cannot
tell
me.
Yeah, it's all I'm saying to you.
Because the judges... people decide that the people are innocent?
No, but all I'm saying is they're very rare they're even charged. It's a new phenomenon that we're seeing here where politicians are being held before the court.
And how often have doctors been charged?
How often have doctors been charged?
Yes, you said they always say. You said they
always say. I'm a man in my 50s and I've known many doctors. Many doctors, lawyers,
stop talking.
Bankers.
I live in the Bahamas, man. I'm 56 years old. You're talking
nonsense. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, then we can call one hand about the when it comes to politicians. I'm not saying maybe they're all incorruptible. I don't know. What I really would like to see happen, I really would like for us to get to the point where we have political live debate. Political live debate for all candidates vying for particular office.
The University of the Bahamas attempted that, and I agree with you 100%. It should happen. We should have it structured in a way where it's expected to happen.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it's critical. You know, I don't need to know someone who has common sense and intelligence after I would have voted for them. I should be able to determine this thing before. And this is our problem.
Do you know what bothers me about debates?
Yes,
you know what bothers me about debates, though?
Uh-huh.
Like, in a debate, think about it. Like, they give you, like, 2 minutes. They give a man trying to give a solution to a complicated problem 2 minutes to say what that solution is. You think that's really realistic?
No, that's implausible. That's why we need to have a couple. You know, we start running, but then, you know, I don't know what they're afraid of. If I, you know, the only two parts of government are social and the economics. If you can't debate the socioeconomic situation of the Bahamas, you shouldn't be served. You should be serving in Parliament. So this thing ain't no rocket science. It ain't hard. But then they become traumatized and they tremble when we talk about it. Oh, we don't have enough time.
Because they know y'all, man. They know y'all. They know how we go.
I've been advocating for debate since 2007. And would be, Mr. Lang, this is more serious. We need to have the Supreme Court, for example. I mean, when you look at the amount of patients who are on dialysis machines, and who are using dialysis machines, we should appoint now that we should have had one of the best state-of-the-art dialysis machines, as well as cancer and research centers in this country. We could switch. There are people from all over the world could be coming, you know, to benefit from the type of services that we have. We are losing too many people, Mr. Lang, to this thing called I believe that could help the Bahamas a long way.
Yeah, and especially given that we have such a chronic problem.
Mr. Lang, something happened. Mm-hmm. Something happened on Saturday morning, right? Where we lost the young man in Sunshine Park in a run situation. I know the young man before. I knew the young man from he was a baby, right? And I would like to plead to the person or person who may have been responsible. Have a heart and turn yourself in. Please, for God's sake, this young man left two young babies, Mr. Lang. And someone's going to knock you down and just drive off. I mean, it's just mind-boggling to see where we have come to as a country. Especially too when you have.
But I don't know if that's the country as much as, you know, sometimes you have individuals who, for whatever reason, whether it's fair or don't care or hate or whatever it is, do things. But I don't think that's reflective of the country as a whole. You know, that's I just think that individual situation.
It's just that, you know, to see the way people die and how we just leave them. I mean, if I hit someone, I may be afraid at that time. But you could call the police, call the ambulance, say something. But you have to go home and sleep.
Yeah, man, but look at the child who gets shot and sitting inside the house the other night.
See, I was supposed to comment on that because, you know, I'm a child's advocate. And then this thing, this trend, Mr. Lang, I've been preaching this thing now for the past 21 years, and I've gotten nowhere. Mm-hmm. Nowhere. The only thing we've got passed, the only thing happened, we got the Child Protection Act passed in Parliament, which, in its present state, I wouldn't use it to protect dogs in the Bahamas. That's what the government of Bahamas gave to us, to protect children, which is totally unacceptable. And I did say it, you know, that takes the Bahamas 50 years backwards. And today, it hasn't come close to addressing these deep social issues involving, and we are paying a price for it as a country. But then,
the government, I don't think the government has the wherewithal to address what you are rightly describing as deep social issues. Quite frankly, I don't think...
You appreciate the choir on that one, Mr. Lang. They don't.
We never should have been looking to the government. We may look to them to aid in some ways, but these deep social issues are rooted in some places far beyond the government, man. And you know that, and I know that.
Well, Mr. Lang, we elect politicians to write policies, legislation and programs.
Yes.
If they don't want to write, if they don't have the appetite to write legislation, policies and programs to protect children, there's a place in hell designed for them, because plenty blood is on their hand. It shouldn't have happened. We never should have been at this place. I've been preaching this, Mr. Lang, for 21 years. The gentleman who was charged.
But I don't agree. I don't agree. I don't. But I don't agree with you that we should never have been here if they wrote the policies and those things would protect you. Because, my friend, I always remind people, God put two people in a garden, a perfect garden, two perfect people. And he gave them one law, one rule. Yes, and those two perfect people did not deliver. And they had children. And the oldest should say, you know, human beings.
But he got punished, right?
Human beings are complicated, man.
But the punishment God gave to him was just and swift, right?
Yeah, but he didn't give the punishment.
You have people, abusing children. You have people abusing children whosoever year, and they out on the street. That's my point. You know, the politicians
but the punitive nature of the laws that we have.
If I were a child for an advocate serving in Parliament, there will be something totally different. We'll be looking at something totally different. Because some may say I have a passion for it. Maybe they don't have the passion for addressing these issues. I don't know why. God said, suffer our little children. God said that. And if they don't want to respect God and that department, then they don't deserve to be in Parliament.
No, you can't just half quote Jesus. He said, suffer the little children to come unto me. So if you're a parent, take your children to Jesus.
Yeah, but that's I can't even say one children being born out of wedlock. But single fathers can't even access a passport for their child. In this 2024, you can tell me this, that ain't deliberate?
I got you, brother.
You have to get permission from a mother to pick up a passport? Come on, man, Mr. Langman. Not politicians being with us.
I hear you, friend. I hear you.
Well, they don't like children. We'll take
that issue up another day. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Appreciate you. Yeah, man. Take care. This text says, do you need a full 5 years to constitute a term or any period as PM? Minutes at 4.33 years. No, it's any part of a term. You could tell. I think, though, I have to read the legislation, but it's a term. Now, whether you have to pass a four-year threshold or not, I'm not entirely sure, but he certainly qualifies for PM pension for the half thing. So that doesn't arise. It's Texas, I want us to vote for PM, not the winning party leader. Okay, well, then you have to change your constitution to do country on a checklist when achieved by all governing parties. Now, that's sensible, very sensible. So does Nays have delivered in Nassau like Kentucky had to some family? No, but stay tuned. Not for delivery, stay tuned. The great show, Mr. Lang. For the public, everyone guilty. Yeah, generally speaking. And many people guilty, let's put it like that. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Brother Lang.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. How are you?
You need to give the right direction for that beautiful restaurant you keep advertising in Grand Bahama, so when me Nassauians go down, that should be one of our first stops.
You can't get a better direction than that. If the people that tell you go by, it's behind Sunshine Laundromat, you're straight.
Okay. All right, but listen Sunshine to me. Let me tell you what I'd want to see change in a government. Administer it. Let us run it like how you do local government. In order for you to be the representative of a constituency, you either have been living there for a land of time or you live there. I stop voting now for people who don't live in my constituency. Because when my light off around here, they light on the Eastern Road. They light on in Liza Key. They light on in Cable Beach. I am voting for somebody. When my water come in rusty, their water come in rusty. So it could get fixed quicker. You will have better results. Huh?
So you ain't going to vote for plenty of people because plenty of people don't live in that
constituency. I can say what I'm voting for. Until she moves, if she decides to move or the candidate's up, then I decide to stop voting for her. I'm voting for the speaker for now. She's in my constituency, so I'm supporting her from here on in. But she was here, I was supporting her, but I'm supporting the person who was here with me.
Okay, I got you.
Then the people up in Liza Key and Old Fort Bay and King, what the place is in him? them gated place. I dealing with the people who bearing the burden with me from here on in.
But plenty of your MPs don't live in no gated community and all that kind of stuff, man. They may not live in the constituency, but they don't live in no gated community.
They have 5 members of parliament that lives in their constituency.
Oh, no, that's a different story. But you were calling off just gated communities and life again.
Yeah,
now I'm saying
cheap, but I live in them gated community.
Listen to me. You're talking to someone who only represented constituencies in which he lived and only ran in constituencies in which he lived every single time.
Okay, but now you'll get my support. Everybody knows I support the PLP government. But if the FNM Senate candidate who lives in a constituency, see, I ain't voting for the party, you know. I stop that now. I don't want to be doing the best man or the best woman for the job and the person who could bear my burden. That's what I want. My thing changed now. Yes, I'm supporting the governing body. Yes, I'm a PLP. But make sense. Let's make it make sense.
I got you, brother. I appreciate you calling.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man. All right. This text says, great show as usual. So he ain't voting for no one unless they one step above broke. That makes absolutely no sense. These people, boy, I don't get it. These people. That'd be rough. You got to live in the constituency you represent. I mean, I understand the appeal of, but that will not, oftentimes, that will certainly not happen. Let's imagine that happens. That we have a law that says constituency, you have to live in that constituency. Imagine that. I mean, there's a lot of appeal to that, but do you know how dramatically that would change the mix of circumstances under which people run in this country? That's something, because now you got to go live in my car, right? You got to be living in my car. You interested in my car, you got to go move down there. If you're living in Nassau, and you got to live in Cat Island, right? I think that's a great discussion to have. You know, let me tell you about something. You see, this question I'm asking you, what you want, what is it that you would want done that could impress you to the extent that you are satisfied with what the people who you elect do for you? I'm not satisfied. But we had a really fulsome discussion about that, honestly. I mean, some of you gave some great ideas, but I expected more. Tell you something. It's what I wanted to tell you. You have no idea how you, Bahamian voter, can transform the politics of the Bahamas. You have no idea. Now, the problem is you can't individually do it. But if a critical mass of you were doing a certain set of things, you would dramatically change the landscape of politics in the country. Now, do I hold out hope that transformation can happen, given what I observe in our nation's general attitude now? No, I do not. I do not. But potential exists for you to dramatically transform the politics of this country. Let me tell you, when we come back from the break, can I let you all in on some political secrets? Or should I just continue to talk about something else? Can I let you, if you're interested for me to let you in, then okay, let's take that call. Let's take
it.
Hey, man, how are you?
I think that call was on to something, but I don't think the constituency living in, like in Nassau, because most of the seats are in Nassau. But what I think should happen, the Family Islands, though, it should be a representative coming from the Family Islands, because only them know what they need and want in that island wherever they're from. So I think when time for people who apply in for run for government, someone should come from each one of those islands. Because when you stand and say, I stand for my people in Auckland, you ain't never been Auckland. So you can stand for them.
Let's be Auckland's man. Like be Alfred Gray used to be in Auckland.
So I'm just saying. I would like to see that happen. When they stand,
well, you know,
they're really standing for their island.
Well, you know, Grandmama up that on lockdown because every MP and from Grandmama live in Grandmama.
That's what I'm saying. That's what
they may not live in. They may not live in their constituency, but they say they should live on this island.
Exactly. So that's what needs to happen.
Now think about this though. Uh-huh. Hubert Alexander Ingram and live in Abaco from
he can actually speak for Abaco.
Yes, exactly. What matters most is not that you necessarily live there, right? But that it is clear to voters that you know there.
Exactly. And you know the needs and the wants of the people.
Yeah.
Not someone who just get elected by a party and okay, we can put you in Agua. No, sir.
Well, you know the F and M did that to me, right?
Yeah, I know. Because
I went in Fort Charlotte. Mind you, I didn't live there when I lived there when I ran there.
Right.
But you know, I didn't really know Fort Charlotte like that. But
that's why I don't
want to
run you.
Yeah, maybe so. But then I run in Marco City, and then maybe they run me out of there too. Ingram sent me back to Fort Charlotte. I appreciate you calling, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I can lay you in on a couple political secrets. When we come back, you listen.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, send me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down.
Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well.
Neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritty.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy, this real serious. Nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send me know that you're not a-
Come back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. His text says, Mr. Lang, ask that caller if he thinks an MP want to live in Bayntown. Some of them don't even want to drive. Travis Robinson used to, I thought Travis Robinson lived in Bayntown, did he not? Thought so, I think so. This text is, say, if I live in your constituency in the far out Bahamas, you need your own aircraft. No, you're just gonna have, you're just gonna have to pace yourself in terms of running between your constituency and Nassau, or if you're Macau, you're between the islands in Macau, that's for sure. You can, remember the role of the MPs in the House of Assembly, you know. So you just see all day long, be talking to you, even if you think that's desirable, that's really not the job. The job is in the House of Assembly. That's what it's called, a member of parliament. I mean, a member of the House of Assembly, member of the parliament, right? That's the job. So let me tell you all something. Can I tell you all this? And are you listening? And I'm dead serious. The people who are coming to look for your vote, many of them, I can't speak for everybody, but many of them, they're sizing you up. They're sizing you up and thinking, how seriously ought I take this person? Mm-hmm. Now, they seriously want your vote. There's no question about that. But how seriously want I to take this person? They size you up, they look at you and say, oh, this is a young one, you know what I mean? So they say, you know, maybe I just need to, you know, act cool and be like down to earth with them. So they size you up. The extent of you is be down to earth and make you connect and feel like. Then they look at others and they go, well, you know, these people don't have, they're not well off and so forth and so forth. So they probably looking for something here and looking for something there. And so they size you up. Let me promise them this and let me promise them that, because most of them are asking for a job and this, that, and the next. So that's how they size. That's the extent of you. They sized you up. Then they look at you. You're a professional person. These are professional people. Okay, I got to be a little bit more serious with them. I got to be careful what I say, and I have to be prepared to have a little bit more room for them. You know, so they basically they sizing you up all day long. And as a general rule, They have a shallow expectation of any deep engagement with you. They don't expect it. They expect that some of you are going to row and run on about what they didn't do here and what they do here and that kind of stuff. But they are seldom expecting to get the kind of engagement that makes them walk away thinking, you know what? Most politicians never believe that that is necessary. So when they knock on your door, they never believe that they should have spent hours preparing to knock on your door. Never believe it. Never. That's why you could pull anybody from out of any circumstance, throw them out there, get them a little card, tell them, read this, and bro, and so forth and so forth, and you can get elected. Because for the most part, you can spend 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes in the house and getting your vote, and then go, you move on. Because they FNMs and they are people. They PLPs and they are people. And so, you know, that too, they swing voters. So, you size you right up. I'm asking you all, I'm telling you, size you right up. and generally political attitude of the people running for office reflects what they believe to be true generally of the attitude of the people who put them in office. It's fact, right? I want you to imagine that candidates in the Bahamas believed that if they went to Beantown, Pine Ridge, and South Beach and all these constituencies, that they would get immensely challenged, not rowing, nobody, that's not calling people names and calling all y'all seeing all y'all corrupt. That's nonsense talk. That's non-intellectual, uninspiring, even from voters. So that don't get us nowhere. But if they could get from you, listen, bro, Beantowns, Groundtown, Grandtown, wherever it is, they go. Brother, sister, listen to me. I have been living in this constituency for years. None of you have come to me with any serious, impressive legislative agenda ever. Ever put before me a legislative agenda that I said and help transform not only my constituency, but the country in which I live. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for an environment, opportunities for my children. I ain't begging y'all for nothing. I ain't gonna beg y'all for nothing. But I want to see by your laws, by your policies, by your programs, by your projects, that the environment is set for me to have my children grow and develop. And they get that everywhere they go. So let me ask you a question they ask you. What is your legislative agenda? What is your policy agenda? What do you plan to do about the economy? What do you plan to do about the infrastructure of the country? What do you plan to do about this current problem we have here? What about this? In this constituency, the water situation is awful. What do you plan to do about that? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, but how? Please give me some details about how that happens. You imagine that kind of conversation being held largely across the voting population. I didn't say exclusively, largely across the voting population. And then you tell me what kind of politics you think you would have in the country. I can do for who could do for me. Well, child, I need a government job. Not that conversation. Listen, the last time you were in office, you did this, you said that, you said the next thing. And I was not clear on it, nor did I agree with it. Where are you now on this issue, that issue, the next issue? Imagine that you could get that conversation from a large cross-section of the baby voting population. Imagine what parties would now have to think about when they send people to you. It says, good day. I would like to see a new voting system in the Bahamas. I'm not sure how familiar you are with the Turks and Caicos voting system, but I think the Bahamas would benefit from such a system. Voters are allowed to vote for a something to represent their constituency as well as vote for a leader. Likewise, politicians can run for a constituency and for leader. What are your thoughts? And it has its cons, so I can't say that I have a problem with that. I mean, if we decided to develop a republic, I don't have a difficulty where you vote for your president, and rather than have a prime minister elected in the way we have, I don't have a difficulty with that. But I don't think that is at the heart of our problem. I think the heart of your problem, not problem, the heart of the issue and challenge of any political system is the quality of the leadership. That's reality. Take a very good person in a bad system and they can help make it better. Take a very bad person in a good system and they can corrupt it. So I am not sold on the system needing to change as much as the players in the system needing to reflect a certain set of strengths, skill sets and the like. That's really where my emphasis is. And the only way for you to improve the quality of the leadership, the electors of the leadership. It's the only way. That expression, you get the government you deserve, it's not altogether, it's not, that's just not all. There's some very real truth to that. Very real truth to that. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break. Be back thereafter. We'll be back after this break.
To take a stand, everybody.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com.
Burger King Nassau. Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Chenay's Uniform Center, Chesapeake Road Warehouse Clearance Sale. Up to 50% off under the Big Ten only. Going on now. Everything under the tent must go. School uniforms, character raincoats, socks, fabrics and laces, backpacks, lunch bags, threads, zippers, ribbons, hair bubbles, and much more. Everything must go. Up to 50% off. Yes, up to 50% off. Save on selected school uniforms now. Restrictions may apply. Hurry into Chenay's Chesapeake Road Tent Warehouse Clearance Sale. No exchanges or refunds on the items on sale. All sales are final.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon for these final moments of the show. The voters of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, by their expectation and demand, right and appropriate expectations and demand, by their greater understanding and familiarity with their system and the system's requirements, could move the Bahamas' political landscape immensely. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, Mr. Lang, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, man. How are you?
And I'm here, thank God for life. So, like, I would like a government who will implement the National Development Plan, who will have it entrenched so that nobody, who will get rid of this farce of a constituency allowance that we are giving these MPs. Mm-hmm. That's only a raise for them. and to take that $30 million and put in our sovereign wealth fund so we as the Bahamian people would be able to benefit from our money. Because right now, that ain't working for us. I want a government, as our previous caller alluded to, who would be transparent, who, when they say it's a new day, it's a new day. A government who is not afraid to come and tell the people and show the people what they're doing. We want a government who will talk to the people, who will talk, this is what I want, who will talk to me and not talk down on me, who will be prepared to engage the public, to engage civil society, to get ideas, and to engage the wider Bahamas in the governance of this country. You know, Mr. Minnis and Mr. Christie, throughout the diaspora, and, you know, who have excellent ideas and whatnot. And there was this thought of, you know, coming together at least every few years, and, you know, with all of these intellectuals and engaging them and how we can build a better Bahamas. Because so many times when these individuals get into government, they feel like they know everything, that they, I am God now. I know everything. And they don't seem to want to take advice from other people. That is the type of government that I would like to see, a government who is engaging and who will report to the people. This is the people's, you know, democracy is said to be government for the people and by the people. And then I think we will have a better Bahamas, because we need a Bahamas. Our motto says forward, upward, onward, and together. We don't have that.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Well said. Thank you. Appreciate it. This text, repeat that point. I don't remember which point. I pointed some, made a number of points. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. What was it like going from Fort Charlotte to Marco City? How you settled in? Well, Marco City was an easy adjustment for me because that's home. That's where I grew up, right? So it wasn't as hard. I knew the folk and so forth and so forth. Now, but I ran against a very formidable opponent in Pleasant Bridgewater. So it wasn't a piece of cake for sure. But it was Fort Charlotte was a more difficult situation because I had to come to know that fresh and anew, right? It says, good day, number one. I ain't no spirits entering my household. I'm dealing with my family spirits, number two. Tell me your plans for this constituency and how do you plan on achieving them? And length of time, now these are what I would like to see for my constituency. Can you accomplish any of these? There you go. And this text is, in this age of technology, they can be in the house, maybe not physically. Yeah, that's possible too, but presence to be there, you know. So I think that you all have an opportunity in the Bahamas. Don't get caught up in the superficial, all right? Don't get caught up in the drama of the political happenings, right? Don't get caught up there. What your job is now is studying. You say, study what, Shivaru? Of course, you study in your own personal circumstances and that of your family and neighbors, right? So you see, you study in that. Listen, where are we, it's economically speaking, where are we educationally speaking? Where are we in terms of the safety speaking? Where are we in terms of our inspirations and inspirations as a people? Where are we in terms of our... So you look at your personal circumstances, you say, okay, that's among the things that I'm concerned about. Then you ask yourself questions, post work. How is it working relative to how it's supposed to work? What things do I observe? And so that when these people come to your homes, I don't care who it is. It could be the leader of the parties. It could be a deputy leader. It could be members of the party. When they come to your home to ask you for a vote, give them the shock of your life. Their life. Why? stay. You don't have to be the most articulate person in the world. You don't have to have the most any degrees and all that kind of stuff. You just need to be. I have had some of the most intriguing conversations with people who are not doctors and not master's degrees, and but they understood their community and they understood what they thought about what was wrong in the country. Some of these people call the show now, right? And so you just need to help people. You have to make a candidate take you seriously, not because you're rowing them, not because you're insulting them, because that ain't getting you nowhere, because they understand. They say, you know what? Make them drop their shoulder and go home and feel the weight of the desire to get your support. That will help transform the political landscape in the Bahamas. Make them feel the weight of the desire to get your vote. It's not about, I like you. I forgive you. What would you mean for my party's prospect, not merely to win the election, but to move the Commonwealth of the Bahamas forward, upward, onward, together? God bless you all. You all have a great evening. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Alain, your host. He spares our lives. We'll see you with you.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio.